I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution establishes the judicial branch of the United States government. The first sentence of Article 3 reads, "The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, and in such inferior courts as the Congress may, from time to time, ordain and establish." But the Constitution provides very little specificity as to the makeup, powers, and duties of those courts. As a result, early in the first months of operation under the new Constitution, Congress passed the Judiciary Act of 1789. The ayes have it. President George Washington signed it into law on September 27th. Washington immediately appointed former New York Governor John Jay as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, while also appointing five associate justices. All six appointments were confirmed by the Senate 2 days later. But the practical power of the Supreme Court was not yet understood. As we'll detail in a coming episode, it would take 14 years and a landmark decision by the Supreme Court to firmly establish the High Court's power. The specific language in your commercial insurance policies can have a major impact upon you and your company should you ever have to file a claim. That's why a periodic expert review of your policies is a business best practice. To schedule a no-cost review by a Hibbs Hallmark professional, visit HibbsHallmark.com.